Bung Bung.
Welcome to the Potty is powered by Bung Bung Coffee, a modern dark roast blend of some of the best coffee countries in the world down there in South America. We're talking about Colombia, Brazil, Peru, and Honduras. Bung Bung Coffee doesn't only provide you with a unique coffee experience, but a premium, individualized coffee bean. There's no coffee like this. It's so, I like to equate it to a smooth whiskey, like a Lagavulin going down your throat. There's no bitterness at the end. There's no ridiculous fruitiness that you get from some of these places. This is a modern dark roast. It's unbelievable. And, you know, Bung Bung Coffee take great pride in their service delivery. You can order beans at bungbungcoffee.com and they will arrive at your door. Also available at retailers such as Chanela's Marketplace. Go there, grab a bag, take a picture, smile, do what you got to do. That's what Bung Bung Coffee do for you too. Will make you smile. So that's bungbungcoffee.com, bungbungcoffee.com. Your favorite brewer's favorite brew. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the party. Best show on the internet. Ask anybody. You know it's easy money. Sit back, relax, get your headphones, everybody. Welcome to the party. Blackout in the booth. Every episode's a party. We go hard like Ricky Bobby. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This is Welcome to the Party.
Welcome to the party, Bung Bung. It's your man Claytron, aka the Big Boss Man, aka the Clumsy Jeweler, because I'm always dropping gems, aka the Milkman, because I always deliver, aka the PhD of podcast and the Magnum PI of podcast and the Captain, the Dalai Lama of podcasting, because I talk so good, you'll let me suck on your tongue, baby.
Oh, what a sicko.
Man, the most holy dude out there doing the most unholy stuff.
Nuts. I thought that was like one of those AI videos from the first time I saw that.
The headline I saw, I went full Trump on it. I was like, fake news.
Yeah.
I could not believe it, man.
No.
And like the picture of him sticking his tongue out. Yeah, like you said, I was like, oh, well, that's not real. There's no way. Technology, that's where we are. That's where we are now in the world is one, we've got religious leaders acting outlandish. And two, when you see the headline, technology is so good that you just don't believe something that crazy. Yeah. I would only believe, like, that should have been in Poor Posture of the Week this week. We haven't done that in, just hit Poor Posture there if you can.
Poor Posture of the Week.
Because that's nuts. We haven't heard Poor Posture in a long time. And of all people, we got the Dalai Lama telling kids to suck on his tongue or something, bro. Like, I wouldn't tell Rachel to do that.
Yeah, he kind of like lured the kid in from what I saw. There were like steps to it. He's like, first you got to kiss me on the cheek. And then after the kid did that, he's like, all right, now you got to kiss me on the lips.
That's nuts too.
Kid did that and he's like, all right, now you got to suck my tongue.
Man, I didn't know this man. I knew this was a man of faith, but I didn't know that he was part of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, me neither, dude.
That is a ridiculous move. Did you see his excuse?
He said he was joking.
Oh, did he? I don't remember. I thought it was cultural differences or some shit.
People have tried to like come up with some way to justify that, but you can't justify that. There's no religious way around this. You can't get kids to suck your tongue.
No, dude. My son doesn't know how to do kisses properly yet, right? But he knows like when I say kiss, he knows it's like lips to lips, but he opens his mouth. He tries to pass you. And I let him know already. I let him know, like, this is not how we do things around here. All right?
Start him young.
Yeah. Like, and this man, the Dalai Lama, is like, you know, let's do tongue to mouth penetration or something. TTM, tongue to mouth. Yeah. Which is really, I'm not even a big pasher these days. There's a little bit of tongue involved in our kisses, but I remember back when I first started kissing, it was a wet party.
Yeah, just going exploring.
Yeah, dude, I remember this one girl, shout out to Prue. She literally licked the side of my face when she was kissing me.
Oh, shit.
I was at a party with a friend of mine called Ben. And it was a, I'll say at the school, Sacred Heart party. And we went down the side of the house to make out. You know, that's, you don't want to do it in front of everybody because I'm going to go like, oh, you know. So you go down the side of the house, you know, potentially, you know, someone gets repetitive strain injury in their wrist or something, you know, like, and yeah, we started making out and she really was like starting to miss my mouth.
I was going to ask, how did the missing come about?
I don't know, man. She just wasn't a good kisser, man. And I shut it down. I like sort of pushed her off. Like, you know, not I didn't throw her through the fence or anything, yeah. But I sort of like distanced my face and I was like, let's go back to the party. Yeah. So my wrists were still intact. So hers. Yeah, but that's the Dalai Lama. Got me talking about Prue. That's nuts. I didn't know she was coming up today.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, creeping up to like 20-odd years, hey?
Since Prue?
Or since like high school parties.
Man, that long?
It's not quite 20 for you, I'm saying. Not quite, but you're not too far off at these
days. I started high school when I was 12.
So I'm exaggerating. I think you're like 15. 15 years out.
Well, I started high school when I was 12. Legit. Oh, I turned 13 in 8th grade.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, 20 years. I'm 32 right now.
Wild.
Turning 33. So, 20 years this year, actually.
Yeah, I guess I'm talking about graduation, but I guess you go to parties before you're in year 12, so. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, dude. Prue, you know, I guarantee you're better at kissing now, but that was some foul stuff. man, it's been a wild week. First off, let me hear something from you. Have you?
From me?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Since we recorded last Wednesday.
We went and played golf on Good Friday.
And from now on, we don't play 18 holes. We play 9 holes.
Yeah.
Because we're not even good enough to play 9 holes. And when you get to that 9th hole and you realize you've got 9 left, it's not a fun time.
Oh, I was breaking it down at every hole. We got to the 6 and I was like, okay, we're 1/3 of the way through this shit. It's, yeah, when you suck, it is a fucking tough sport to stay with mentally.
Yeah, it really is. And that back 9 was trash for me anyway. Like, even there was a couple short holes to like sort of like get you to come back. I feel like they purposely put them there at the end. And I got like an 8 on like on a par 3, which really should have just been a hole in one, honestly. Like, it was that close. It was unbelievable just how bad you get towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 9 holes only for Divorced Dad's Day for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the weather was shit too. We got rained out.
Oh, man.
Taking refuge under trees.
I forgot about that. I don't even know if I do have golf listed here, but I didn't even mention the weather. Yeah, dude. Like, torrential rainfall. Ducking for cover, running under trees, umbrellas up. The greens slowed down by about 400% as well.
Yeah, easy.
And you know, if you know anything about golf, it's a game of physics, it's a game of angles. If you've got a wet club face, it may not feel that different to you when you hit the ball, but there is a pocket, it's like a bubble. It's like a pocket of air between the ball and the club face when you hit it. So the likelihood of that going straight with a wet club face is so, so slim. And me, with a dry club face and a dry ball, still so, so slim. So when I start getting wet balls and wet clubs and air pockets, and what's the point?
Yeah, gets a bit like that.
I kind of got excited even. We were on hole 5, I think, when that happened. I messaged you because we split up when we ran for cover.
Yeah.
I text you like, how long do we wait? I was ready to go.
I'm glad we waited it out though.
It turned 180 degrees into like a sunny day.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
But I did have my best shot of my career that day.
You had your two best.
Two best, yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough to get me back out there again.
I think you had probably a third. The first one was about a 30-foot putt, and the second one I think was, I don't know. I'm not mileage. I'm not Mr. distance, but 40 to 50 feet maybe on the second one.
Yeah, I think I got to thank the wet putter for that. I think it was a miss hit, but I'm taking it.
Oh, dude. I'm taking it. We all had wet putters, and you were the only one doing 50 footers, bro. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. That was the only time I smiled that day, I reckon.
Oh man, I've been watching like the Masters highlights and lowlights, and there are pros at the Masters missing 3-foot putts, which makes me feel so good because I'm like, this dude is getting paid bread to suck as bad as I do.
Yeah,
like I'm not trying to make the tour or anything, but it's good. It's just good to see that
it's reassuring
because like you don't. Even an NBA player that has like a Tony Snell stat line, like you watch him get all zeros for a game and it's like, that was a nice shit game, you know? Yeah. Like I couldn't do a shit game like that, not in the league.
Nah.
But watching someone miss a putt, it looks like me missing a putt. It doesn't look fancy. It doesn't look faster. It just looks like me missing it. So it makes me feel good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. What else? What else happened over the Easter long weekend for you?
Just a few like little gardening things around the place where the dog's been fucking shit up.
Yeah. How old's the dog now?
I think he's just gone 9 months.
Wow.
So he's old enough to know better.
Kind of. He's a dog.
Old enough to know better.
Yeah,
a bit of that.
Young enough to not give a fuck.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Couple of family things, being the Easter weekend.
Can I just make a note here?
Yeah.
Did you know that you were the first person to swear on this episode of the Welcome to the Potty Podcast?
Yeah, I fucked up the money.
My bad. I just got to say I'm so proud of myself for getting through the ad read because for some reason my lung capacity during that ad read, I didn't feel like I could breathe. I don't know if I was nervous or something, but I didn't swear. Maybe I was like holding my breath to stop myself from swearing or something. But I got through that, and then I got through the initial parts of talking about the Dalai Lama sucking on a kid's tongue, bro, without swearing.
Yeah, that's good effort.
That's nuts.
It's a good thing you got more time to edit this shit out.
Oh, man. No, I'm not. We'll get there one day.
So
the elusive clean episode.
Will it affect like monetizing it if you bleep shit?
You're probably more likely to be monetized.
If you're not
bleeping. You're more likely to stay in the algorithm if you're bleeped.
Okay.
I'm not doing that though.
Oh, I think this episode's a bit of a write-off then, but I'll...
Yeah, no. It's not a goal of mine to have a clean podcast. It is a goal of mine to have a clean episode one day.
Okay.
I don't want to force it though either. Like I would never, ever, ever, ever edit down to get a clean episode.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, so yeah, the dog, 9 months, old enough to know better, young enough to not give a fuck. He's digging up pot plants. He's throwing them around.
Yeah, digging out planted plants,
yeah,
garden beds, ripping up grass, digging holes in the grass, just fucking doing it all.
It's a long day to be outside by yourself.
Yeah, I feel bad for the little guy. So we're really thinking about getting him a little friend.
Mm.
We'll wait another few months.
I'll tell you this, though.
Could just be double trouble.
Double damage.
Mm.
He'll have more fun, but it could be the wrong type of fun. Like, we've got a second dog, and she's a psycho. She's 2 years old. She's out of her head, mate. I almost had to buy a gun last week. Not to shoot the dog, to shoot a guy that she got me in a fight with.
Did we talk about this on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember whether we talked about it on air or playing golf.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we almost had to, buy a gun because of it.
Yeah. I mean, with the dog, I'm almost at the point of, like, going back to my Italian roots and just getting concrete in the entire backyard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mad concrete
and just water that shit every night.
Yeah, and like mad white statues of like...
Roman.
Yeah.
Romans.
Romans are like... Oh, yeah, no, you're Italian. Yeah. Or like mad like white statues of like African animals, like a lion, but you're from Greece. I mean, from Rome. I mean, I guess they had lions probably in the Colosseum.
Yeah, they got that shit imported.
Yeah.
They used to like fight them in there.
They were big importers, exporters.
Yeah.
Had
the world on lock at one point.
Yeah. What do you know about Roman history much? Do you know much about like Caesar? Like, didn't he get stabbed in the back literally? Is that how he died?
Couldn't tell you without
neither. That was checking. That was unsourced. That's all unsourced here at the Welcome to the Potty podcast. But I think it's something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't drop anything off the top of my head, but I've listened to a podcast called The History of Rome.
Mm.
And because it's so extensive, there's like literally over 1,000 years of
history. Yeah.
There's just so much to take in. So many names get repeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting to listen to, but it's just so many hours.
I think when I was like really into like, not into history, but I suppose somewhat, I was really into like the Greek mythology. So it wasn't even real history. You know, they were talking about Zeus and Athena and Hercules and...
He's got a silent H.
Yeah. What else? Who flew close to the sun? Hermes,
yeah,
that type of shit. That's all the stuff that I was really into when I was like probably 10.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I think I was like 25 when I listened to this History of Rome podcast.
Yeah, well, that's real history. I was into like Cyclops, you know?
Okay,
and centaurs.
Yeah,
yeah, like just
hell fictional shit.
Yeah, mad fictional. So, yeah, you're going to concrete the whole yard.
Maybe.
If you're going to put the dog under it or you're going to...
No, I've forgiven him now.
Yeah.
He was skating on thin ice for a
few hours. Dude, you think that concrete's going to set before he gets his little paws on it?
Man, he just, gets away with everything, that little guy.
Yeah, but, too cute.
Yeah, other than that, I think that's about it for my weekend. And just... 2 days at work this week and...
Yeah, and now you're in holiday mode.
Annual leave, holiday mode.
Yeah.
Off to Bali tomorrow night, hanging out for that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, how about you, man?
Me, dude, it's been wild. It has been a wild time, man. Like, Rach came up with this idea for the Welcome to the Potty podcast. I think this might have been on the Thursday night, so... Good Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to get close with me that night. And I just couldn't do it. I just wasn't, I was like, my eyes were deep. It was one of these nights where you're just like, I can't even, if we talk much longer, I'm going to fall asleep on you, you know? And I just can't. And she, she responds to me when I say, I just can't, Rach, not tonight. She says, all right, but I need to fuck tomorrow, okay? And that woke me up. That actually woke me up because I thought that was mad hilarious. I was fucking losing it. And she was like, are you going to do a quote of the week on Welcome to the Party? I was like, yeah. I rolled over and I wrote that note in my phone and I went straight to sleep. Died.
Fuck, that's gold from Miss Lemon.
I need to fuck tomorrow, okay? That might be a t-shirt. But yeah, that weekend, we had the golf that day. That day was packed for me. Did some other shit that's not fun to talk about. Like nothing serious, but just not fun to talk about. The Saturday, Easter Saturday, we went to a wedding. Last wedding of the year. Number 7.
How are you going to go without these weddings, dude?
So good, man.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I just don't think people care about me talking about weddings, but I don't care. I don't care what the people think. No, no one's written in saying we don't care about weddings. The numbers haven't dropped. The numbers are steady rising. So that's important. But man, this wedding, for some reason, I think it got organized in like 4 weeks.
Four months. What day was this?
Easter Saturday.
Okay.
I think they planned this wedding in 4 months. So basically they must have started just January of this year planning. And Rach said something to me about it being casual. So I rock up I look good, but everyone's like, they're not tuxed out. It's cocktail dress. So they're suited and booted. And I wore like chinos, Adidas shoes, all black. So you couldn't even really tell. They were all black. A t-shirt, plain t-shirt though. No, not a graphic tee. Wasn't fucking
like a plain white tee.
It wasn't a tap out tee, you know. It was, it was plain black tee.
Plain black, okay.
And like a beige jacket, sports coat.
Okay.
Yeah, so I felt a little bit underdressed on this occasion. But I had got myself a little bit liquored up beforehand, so I didn't even think about it. But I did feel a little underdressed. You know, doing small talk. I don't really know anyone here. I know some of the girls, Rach's friends. I'm meeting their partners. We're doing small talk. Oh, yeah, she's pregnant. Oh, yeah, when's it due? Oh, man, like, it's so good. Like, oh, you did blah, blah, blah. You know, who gives a fuck, you know? But it was at this beautiful property, like most weddings are. But this was just, my goodness, right? There was a veggie garden. I'm eating fresh tomatoes off the vine during the ceremony, bro. These motherfuckers are vowing out and I'm just chowing down. They were delicious.
Yeah, right. Like dead set, you were eating Tommy's.
Eating Tommy's, dude. I was holding an umbrella with one hand, banging Tommy's with the other.
Fuck, living the dream.
Yeah, dude. And I had a beer in the umbrella hand. And then when I was done with Tommy's, I just grabbed a beer, have a sip. And I was, dude, I was gentle. I was the most gentle man you've ever seen. I'm holding my umbrella out, like outstretched to the right, in between two chicks. Rachel and her friend Sophie are getting dry heads. And I'm just standing there getting rained on, bro.
I wish there was a drop for Man of the Year by Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, right, maybe we might need to do that.
You might need to edit that in, I think.
Yeah, because, wow, bro. That is like, I've never been so, what's it called?
Chivalrous?
Chivalrous. I've never been so chivalrous in my life, dude. I'll tell you this, though. I drove us up to Rachel's friend's house who lives near the venue. And when we walked to my car, which is just out on the street here, I opened the door for Rach as well. I don't know what was going through me that day, dude.
Have you ever done that before?
First time. I reckon I might have even recently on the podcast said I'll never do that.
Yeah, what was going on with you?
Dude, I don't know. Rach was looking bad. Maybe I was just not good bad.
Yeah.
So maybe I was just like trying to impress her or something. I don't know. I don't remember what my thought process was, but I opened that car door for her and then I'm holding umbrellas in the middle of her and another chick, like trying to have a threesome or something. I don't know what I was doing. It's nuts. Short ceremony.
Love that.
Cannot stress enough how important a short ceremony is. I've been to church weddings. Now that's a long ceremony.
Mm.
A church wedding and also the occasional just outdoors at a winery wedding where they are just talking, bro. And talking. And then the celebrants just like, you know what? Let's hold up while I make this about me. You know?
Yeah. And it's like a 35 degree day and you're standing there swatting flies away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, a short ceremony really does the trick for me. And I've been going to a lot of weddings lately with good length ceremonies, acceptable length. So congratulations to everyone who's had acceptable length ceremonies. what else, man? Oh yeah, at the venue, there's two venues, so there usually is for all weddings, a ceremony and a reception. Mm-hmm. You know, some are at the same place. Anyway, at the ceremony, usually they have like a drink on arrival, sometimes not even. This place was, dude, you couldn't put a drink down without getting one thrown right back in your hand. They were keeping it full, dude. Wow. I don't know what the instructions were, but they were killing it. And then at the end, when it was time to go to the next venue, I ran back up. I was like, yo, do you reckon we could take a few road beers? Yeah, sure. Here, take them here.
That's sick.
Popping tops off. I'm taking three beers on the road. Well, for me, Rach and Rachel's friend's partner. Yeah, so that was fire. Then we get to the house. Mike Smithson from the news.
Yeah, okay.
Is his daughter's wedding.
Right.
So the reception was at his house. This motherfucker is making some money.
Yeah. He's been in the game for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, this was a crib, bro. This was a crib.
Where at?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to tell.
Yeah, okay.
I could bleep it, but I also don't quite remember the name of the suburb, so we'll have to ask Rach after this.
Okay.
So this house is nice, but it's all outside, which is good. Like, that's what you want as a homeowner.
Yeah.
No home loans. But dude, the house is immaculate. There's a bar in the outside, like they've got like a balcony and then whatever the under balcony, what's that, veranda? Under the veranda, there's a bar built in. It's not temporary just for the wedding. It's a built-in bar outdoors. Lit. Open bar. Well, not open bar. There's a menu. And so you've got a choice of cocktails, beers, gin, soda, whatever. Then they're also just making up a bunch of shit that a waiter's bringing around on a thing. Dude, I got sourced. Which is crazy when it's all unsourced here at the Welcome to the Potty podcast.
Yeah, nice.
But I was clicking, bro. I was out there. I was talking to Smitho, obviously. Went up to him, embarrassed myself, man. Like, had the worst anxiety about it the next day. There was also another freaking well-known Adelaidean, Mr. Tex Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Who I, of course, spoke to.
Have a yarn?
Ridiculous, bro.
I can just imagine.
I don't even want to really get into it. I certainly don't want to get into how the conversation started. But the way it ended was too many people trying to talk to this guy. Like, I would have hated to be him.
I really want to hear some details on this.
I don't want to name who came up to him. But someone was chewing his ear off and he was sort of like,
okay.
And I felt for him, man, but this guy came and like interrupted us when we were talking, and it got to a point where I was like, I'm standing here too long, like,
yeah.
So I just walked away because I was like, I'm not going to wait my turn, yeah. Type of thing. So like weird and gay.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so yeah, I ended up just walking away. But we chatted for probably not long, 2 or 3 minutes. I cannot get into how I started the conversation. It was the worst.
This is the part I really want to hear. It's all right, you got time to edit this shit.
So during Fringe, I hit up a bunch of like Adelaide celebrities, if you can call them that,
mm-hmm.
to share my, to post about my show, and I'd give them free tickets, or whatever. And he was one that I reached out to. And that's basically how I started. I went up and I was like, oh, Tex, how you going? I'm Clay. Yeah, I sent you a message on Instagram about my comedy show, blah, blah, blah. Like, you didn't see it. It's fine. Like, don't worry about it. Which is, like, so gay.
Nah, you're trying to push your brand, man. You're trying to get shit done. You got to do stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean, that got us talking, you know. He goes like, oh, you're a comedian. I was like, yeah. He goes, what else do you do? I was like, nothing. Comedian, you know. And we just talked about that for a little while. And then this other guy comes up and, oh, mate, fucking good game. I was like, and I did say at the start, I was like, fuck, this must suck. You must get cut. Like doing this shit all the time. Yeah. And he sort of laughed it off because he couldn't say anything because the cunt was right there. But I was so lit that I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I only played for fucking Townsville. I was like, I didn't get any of this fucking shit. Anyway, this guy starts chewing his ear off and, yeah, I got out of there. But, yeah, dude, it was fucked. It was so fucked. I was so pissed the next day when I was like, you cunt. You went up and talked to Tex. And if anybody that you didn't know came up and talked to you, you would have pushed him in the pool. You know? Oh, man. Whatever. So embarrassing. Because I don't even like... I'm not Mr. like Adelaide Crows fan. Like, I am a Crows fan, but I'm not like...
Oh, he probably would have liked that more than some dude just coming up to him saying good game. Because he'd hear that every time he goes out in public.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't play a good game, he'd still get that.
Do you reckon like... How bad do you reckon it would be for him? Like, just to go out in Adelaide...
Oh, everyone knows who he is, man. Yeah. They fucking suck.
You reckon he like stays in most of the time?
I mean, I've obviously never been a professional athlete, but I feel like maybe in his younger years he might have liked it more. But like, I'm pretty sure he has like a wife or whatever now.
Yep. So
he's not out trying to pick up, I assume. Probably just doesn't want as much attention.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't enjoy it as much as when he was younger.
Yeah.
That's just my assumption on it, but I feel like it would get pretty old having like that level of star power in such a small city.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd probably be easier for him to go out for a coffee in Melbourne than in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Like by a long shot.
Yeah.
Kind of probably like kick him off his chair or something in Melbourne, but.
Yeah. No, it's still get a bit of attention being such a like footy driven city, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe on like the Eastern Seaboard, he'd get way less attention.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just felt, yeah, I fucking hated it. I hated myself the next day, especially after talking to Big Mike as well and being like, yeah, I was at the Remembrance Day breakfast last year. You were great. Fucking kill yourself, cunt. Fucking go waterboard yourself, you retard. Yeah, but like, dude, that was so fancy, man. Like, I really didn't feel like I belonged. You know, do you ever feel like that? You ever been to like a mad fancy situation and been like, this is not my people?
Probably not at that level from the sound of it.
Just like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't, I've never like, maybe if I had more of my friend, like maybe part of the reason I felt like I didn't belong was like, I was a fish out of water or whatever. Like I didn't have my friends around me. Like if I had like four friends or something, I would have probably felt like we were running the joint. But I felt very isolated. Yeah. Not, and that's not like Rachel's fault. She was with me the whole time.
No. I get what you're saying though. When you go to things with your partner and it's like their friends.
Yeah.
And you may have met like their friends' partners a couple of times.
Yeah.
You're not really like mates with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
But I did have an awesome time. Like, you know how you can go to those things with your partner and it's just their friends and shit and you don't, you can have a real shit time. I had a fucking awesome night.
Just wrote yourself off and had the time of your life.
Yeah. And I didn't like, other than talking to two like established Adelaide, like personalities and just butchering it both times, I didn't do anything overly embarrassing. You know, so that's good. That's always good. I didn't have like too much anxiety the next day. Dude, it's hard to be a parent when you're hungover. My God.
Yeah, where was the little guy that night?
He was here with my mum.
Okay.
And we got home before midnight. Again, we've been doing that pretty well lately. It's a skill learning when to call it a night.
Mm.
But yeah, it's got me inspired to, I want to write a new hour of comedy based around being like, yeah, like a fish out of water. But I guess that's what my other hour is about, is like being black in a white society. But like, I want to do being a poor guy around rich people.
I like it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot there because I've definitely been around a lot of money and never had it. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I can pull from, I think. Yeah.
I'm keen to see how this develops.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. I don't even have this written down, but the same venue that the ceremony was at has just recently been sold, and they had like a farewell party on the Monday.
On Easter Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fancy, bro. I'm talking oyster bar, champagne.
Wait, was this part of the wedding?
Or no.
Did you get invited to this?
Yes, because Rachel knows the owner.
Ah, right.
Basically, the wedding was a referral from Rachel. Rachel had her baby shower at this place.
Yeah, okay.
And I think Emma went to the baby shower, loved it, wanted to get married there. So the owner was like, she was like thanking Rachel, and she like at the wedding. And then at the event on the Monday, she's like, oh, like so much of this came from you. And like, it was nuts, bro. Like the level of love they were given to Rachel was obscene. And dude, it was fancy. Like, yeah, oyster bar, caviar, champagne. They had a whole spread just for the children. They had waiters coming around with sliders and mini quiches. They had classical musicians there playing live music, mad classical type music. They had a ballerina do a performance. Bro, I've never been to something like this. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I do not belong here.
I don't even feel good enough to be listening to this shit right now.
Dude, I was on the veranda like, what? What am I doing here right now?
Yeah.
And no, there wasn't another person of color there. No, there was not. Not from what I saw. Oh, I think there was an Indian guy and he was the help.
Well, this is just making me think of Get Out right now. Like the imagery that I'm getting.
You would be 99% there. Okay. But there was even less black people where I was at.
Okay.
Yeah. And no one stuck a white person's brain in my body.
Thank fuck.
Yeah. Dude, this shit was crazy. I've never seen anything like this. Like, I thought I went to a fancy wedding and then I went to this. I was like, what? And like, Kenny starts crying. So like, I'm getting embarrassed and taking him away from the music. You know?
Surely it'd just be tears of joy from all the shit he's seen around him.
Probably. He was like, is this my life? No, bro. That was crazy. I don't really know where to go with it. There was, you know, there was a G-Wagon parked in the driveway. It was nuts.
Sorry, that was the...
Matt Black G-Wagon, by the way. Like, so they paid for the wrap.
Mm. Sorry, so that was the previous owners. That was them, like, celebrating selling the place.
Celebrating the culture they had built and the relationships they had made, and... They made a speech and they cried and shit about selling it.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't need to. They're fucking bratted, obviously.
Yeah. If they weren't before, now they are.
Yeah.
The sound of it.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know, like I don't know how to describe, like, I guess it's imposter syndrome. Like, I should not be here. I'm trying to think if I've ever, like, in my travels been at, like, a fancy party that I wasn't supposed to be at. I don't think so. I've been in, like, VIP sections in clubs that I definitely couldn't afford. But this was, like, this was, that's bougie. This was, like, fancy,
mm.
You know?
Yeah.
throwing ones at the strip club, like a, you know, I'm not friends with a rapper or anything, but if I was, like, this is above that, you know? It was nuts. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know how to act, really. I had to take myself away. No, I didn't have to take myself away. Kenny was crying and shit, so I took him away, but I probably needed it. Probably needed a breather. I've never been to a place where they've got a ballet just doing a dance.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I've never, like, I would rather, I mean, you know, being my size and shit, you probably, no one wants to see me do ballet, but, like, there's no, that seems so much more exposing than trying to do comedy. I'd never want to just be doing solo ballet.
Nah, I mean,
that's not in a theater setting. Like, in a theater, I get it, but, like, just at a house, dude, it's like, that is mad Get Out type shit. That's like, you know, Dance Monkey type shit.
Yeah. I got nothing to say on this. This is all way above my pay grade.
Man, I didn't even write this. I didn't even know I was talking about this. Oh, yes, I did. Another Fancy Party I wrote. That's, I did write about that. Yeah. Yeah, so that kind of was eye-opening. And sad, kind of sad, because I just don't see myself ever seeing that level of wealth. Just, I mean, you know.
It's like 99.99% of us,
yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's the 1%ers, right? This is probably not even the 1%ers. Like, yeah. The 1%ers own, like, media.
Succession. Yeah. Shit.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, 2%ers. Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy. But not as crazy as a decision that I made this week. I got a text message from somebody asking me if I wanted to play in their social basketball team. And I said I'd do it.
Oh, fuck. All right, this all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. How'd you go?
Tuesday night. I drive out to Cedar College, which is like 35-minute drive. It's out north.
Okay.
Like Lights View kind of area.
Right.
And I get to the wrong entrance, first of all, so it's just all gated up. So I had to drive around and try and find the other side of the place. Got there, go in, and, you know, I'm feeling good. I haven't played in, what do you reckon, 4 years since I played with you in social?
Pre-COVID, yeah. Yeah, probably like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So I haven't played in a while, so my knees don't like feel like they're going to bust out of my body. So I'm like, yeah, like, of course I'll play. And this is what I need. I needed to do it for a reminder of how I feel after. So I get there, and then the guy that asked me, his name's Adam. I won't say his last name because some of you guys might try and track him down after you hear the rest of this. But he's like, oh, how you been going, man? You know, we're talking. And he's like, oh, like, when was the last time you played? I said, I cannot remember. It's like, when was the last time you touched a ball? I said, I can't remember. This is going to be ugly, you know? He's like, you're going to find out about rust pretty quickly. What are you weighing out, man? I was like, what? Like, man, you've been stacking it on. I was like, okay.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Yeah. Oh, man, hey, looking big. I was like, yeah, I get it. So, yeah, he basically just called me a fat cunt to my face.
Much, yeah.
And I get it, okay? I know I got big. I still eat like I burn 4,000 calories a day, and I burn about 300. Okay? So, yeah, I get it. I'm trying to sort my eating out. I don't like being fat, okay? I went out there. I started on a team that wasn't mine. We had 6 guys. So I think...
push someone to the bench.
Yeah, maybe that was my first mistake. I lost the tip.
Oh, shit.
Because I didn't know how to time it.
Okay.
And we went down about 7-0 straight away. I got the ball at about the 45 mid-range. And I was like, this is not a bad first shot. Launched it. airball. Short and left. I thought it was going to get lodged in the...
Yeah,
but it was too short to even do that.
Ball. Yeah, it's rough.
So, not a good start. But then I started posting up, taking it to the rack, mad strong, one dribble middle, spin back, little hooky, bang. You know?
Yeah.
Went back again, post up, straight up, bang, foul. Missed it, two shots, missed them both.
Yeah, okay. Fuck, dude.
Then we started to figure it out. I hit two from the foul line, two little mid-range jumpers from the free throw line. Swish, swish. Okay. We've got our eye in now. Let's launch a three, see what happens. Bang. Okay. Right? Starting to feel it. And then started to get a bit tired. I'm starting to gas out. And I subbed myself out. Sat for like probably 10 minutes. I could not get my breath back. Got back in after halftime. No, just before halftime. Couple more buckets. Bang, bang. Post moves. Halftime. And we're playing against these guys that take this shit seriously. They're run and gun. They're playing full court D. Couple of them are like ex-ABA players, you know. They're really – no one's smiling on their team. Me, I would have smiled if I could even breathe. Second half.
How was the how's the score looking at halftime?
I think we had the lead at halftime. Maybe not. I think it was close. It was close pretty much the whole game.
Yep.
I think three quarter time, we ended up 11 or something. We come back out. I start the third quarter. We come back out. I'm not making it down either end. I'm traveling about 3-point line to 3-point line, not quickly. I'm looking like a Zion out there. In shape and in movement. I am waddling like a penguin. I can't breathe. I'm sweating. Well, everyone's sweating. But I don't look good. I look like I'm sweating because I'm like eating a hamburger.
Yeah, not good.
I look like I've got the meat sweats, not the exercise sweats, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fucking waddling down the court. But I waddle. I slash, bang, catch it. Through the middle, lay in, bang. Through the middle again, I took the contact. I said,
I haven't heard that in so long. But yeah, I remember that.
Finished it. No and one. Didn't even say anything to the refs. I've got my anger under control somewhat, unless you talk about my dog jumping the fence when he didn't jump the fucking fence. So anyway, I subbed myself out again. A few minutes into third, we're up 11 to start the third. All of a sudden, it's a tie game, mostly because I'm not playing any defense. I come back out and someone else gets tired. I come back in, I finish the game off. We win against the top team. The most fit team apparently all the other games they don't play that fast. They were laughing at how unfit I was and shit. Laugh at this motherfucker. Top scorer for our team.
I was about to ask, sounds like you had at least like 25 points.
20 points.
20, yeah.
Seven twos, two threes. And no free throws. I missed two free throws. Three rebounds. No dimes. Black hole, baby.
He's back.
Yeah, dude.
Other than like the physical pain you're in, did you love being back out there?
Bro. Like, I could. When I missed my first shot, I got nervous. I didn't hate it because I kind of expected it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I could end up going home really mad. But it just came back, like muscle memory, man. Like
riding a bike.
Yeah. And my shots were flat, much more flat than they used to be. But I just had the perfect amount on them, I guess, and they were going in. And I got a couple nice rolls. There was 1-3 that hit, rattled, went about 5 feet in the air, and I said, "Get in there, baby," and it dropped. Yeah.
That's good to hear, though, man, because the way you've been talking the past couple of years, I never thought you'd get back out on a court for an organized game.
Yeah, well, I haven't talked to the guys since. Oh, I messaged them the next day saying I can barely walk, and they all did laugh, reacts, and shit. But it's been 2 days since I played. My back's killing me. My knee is so fucked. It feels crunchy when I'm walking. It's huge. I didn't sleep last night, which is, you know, this is all the shit I was saying why I stopped. And I was saying yesterday, the day after the game, I was like, if I keep going, you know, maybe it won't hurt as much after every game. But that's not what was happening when I was playing with you guys. Like, it was every week.
Yeah.
I'd be well enough to play, and I'd play, and then here we are again, not sleeping. I just don't think I can do it. I just don't think I'm supposed to be doing it. But maybe once a year or something, I've got to go out and just remind myself that I can't do it.
Before you, like, sign up for a whole social season or whatever.
Yeah, well, I didn't pay rego fees or anything. Yeah. I just paid for the night.
Yeah, just give yourself that yearly reminder.
Yeah, but I think I've got to tell them. I think I've got to tell them. I don't think I can. Yeah.
Celebrity appearance. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad because I was telling Rach, like, oh, I think I'm going to like do a bit to him, because it was like a handful of the old Woodville boys I used to play with.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, when I get there, I think I'm going to tell him, like, now I know you guys like really look up to me, but I'm just another guy. Like, but I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't, because like now I can't fucking walk. And that
imagine would be doing that bit and then shooting an air ball with your first shot.
Yeah. Oh man! But I was the second highest scorer of the game. One guy on the other team had 26. I had 20.
Oh, after having not played for a few years, man, nothing wrong with that at all. It's a great game.
And this other guy on our team had like, I think he had like 17, 12 boards, 9 dimes. Almost had a triple-double.
Shit. No, giddy numbers.
Yeah, bro. And then, yeah, but yeah, it was good to top score. I mean, it's easy to top score when you don't have any dimes, but also sat so much, bro. I sat a lot, but if I played more, I don't believe I would have scored much more because I would have been so fucked. But yeah, it was nice. It was nice to be out there and fucking let myself know I can still do it a bit.
Yeah.
But this league, it's a social league. It's called SBAA, Soul Ball Above All. And it's really just about the culture of basketball and all this. And it started in Dubai.
Yeah, okay. What, so this isn't like a basketball SA?
No.
Run league, okay.
No, so if you win the league, you win $1,000. Not just the team wins $1,000. And the league gives you jerseys for the next season.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which is really cool and generous.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like the live golf of social basketball, really.
That's good. Keep BSA on their toes. Yeah, man.
Just get mad, like Saudi money involved, blood money, and some free jerseys if you win, man.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. I loved it. But yeah, I'm going to have to quit. It's nuts. It is nuts how sore I am.
Yeah. So what, So is that how you got the sore back?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
My problem maybe was not warming up.
Yeah.
And also not cooling down as well.
That'll get you.
Yeah. I could try that. But like, the level of fucked up that my knee is not because of that. Like the level of fluid in there and movement and range of motion restriction.
With or without a warm-up, that would have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The back is probably warm-up related because like everything's so tight. Like my hammies and glutes and shit are tight, so my back's probably all just like... But my knee's just my knee. Yeah. Because we would do little warm-ups and shit when we played.
We'd shoot. Stand around
shoot. We did lines. We did layout lines. And I used to get there early and stretch and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my knee was still so fucked when we played.
Yeah, you've been having issues with those for a long time now.
Yeah, they're just not supposed to. I was like looking for stuff the next day because I want to play. Like I loved it. I had so much fun. I want to play so bad. And I was like arthritis. I was like looking up osteoarthritis and like how to, how to
manage it.
Yeah.
And
it's just like, oh, don't jump. Don't run. Like, yeah, I know. I fucking know, man. Just hoping they're just like, oh, take this tablet and this knee sleeve and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But nah, don't jump, don't run. Everything that I know, whatever. So that was cool. On the drive home, I also saw a rolled over truck on South Road. Yeah. I told someone at work about it and she said she saw it on the news and that the driver was okay.
Okay.
And I think he just took the corner. It was Richmond Road, South Road.
Yep.
And I think he took the corner from Richmond Road onto South Road just too fast and just rolled that bitch right into the that clay paver's place.
Oh, yeah.
On the corner that says, I love clay.
Shit, what kind of cargo did you have?
Not sure.
Anything come out or not?
I didn't see anything, but I was a bit late maybe. But it was still rolled when I got there, but there was no ambulances or anything. There was just cleanup crew, fireys, two massive tow trucks. And I think they were just trying to figure out how they're going to right the truck and then tow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good to hear. No one was hurt.
Yeah. Because, imagine being on the sidewalk when that happens.
Oh, man.
Bye.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I saw a dismantled car wash at On the Run. I don't know if they were servicing it or something, but they pulled it apart like a jigsaw puzzle. I almost pulled over to have a look at it.
Yeah, right. Never seen one.
Yeah, they were just pulling it out bit by bit with a forklift.
Like the automatic car wash that you go
through. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Fuck, imagine trying to put that shit back together. I mean, if it's your job, you'd have it down pat.
As long as it's not just like IKEA instructions with pictures only.
Missing parts and shit.
Yeah. Put the number 4 in here. The number 4 looks exactly like the number 5. Oh, man. Let's go to sports real quick. Now, this is... I'm not even... Okay, let's break down the 4 play-in tournament games that have happened so far. Not break them down, but let's just go over results.
Yep.
So the first day was second chance games. Whoever lost... Still, winners go through to the playoffs, right?
I'm just trying to remember what happened on that first day.
Lakers, Minnesota. So, Lakers are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Minnesota plays the winner of today's game, which was Pelicans and
Thunder.
OKC won that.
Yeah, that game was fucking ridiculous at the end.
And so was the Lakers, Minnesota one.
Oh, that was stupid. That was one of the hardest games I've ever watched.
It was ridiculous. So basically, the Lakers were up what in the fourth?
I think they got it up to like 5 points.
Yeah, got up 5, capitulated, got down 3 maybe, and then it was all tied up. Dennis Schroeder hit a 3 with 4 seconds left?
Less than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All they needed to do was contest whatever Minnesota put up. Mike Conley runs down. They kick the ball up the court. Conley takes a corner 3, misses, contested by AD, and AD does his trademark. You know, some people have trademark moves like LeBron James. He looks at the ball for a couple of seconds. You know that bitch is going up,
yeah,
and it's probably going in. You got Rondo, he's got the behind the back fake pass layup. You got Derrick Rose, fucking thunderous jam, touches the ball on the back of his neck and slams that bitch. He doesn't hang on the ring. You got Melo, he does air dunks. He doesn't even touch the rim when he dunks the ball.
Iconic. Yep.
People got moves. AI got the crossover. Jordan's got the fadeaway. Anthony Davis has the contested three-pointer turn around and back up into the shooter and foul them. He does this maybe once a fucking game. I'm not even joking. And he chose to do this in the final seconds when they were only up three. And then Mike Conley iced all three buckets.
Yeah, that was cold.
Went into overtime and the Lakers won, luckily. So Minnesota, so Lakers go through. Minnesota plays the winner of today's game, which was also a tight one. Mm. OKC beat the Pelicans. I didn't call that.
Yeah, I did not call that either. I forgot to chuck a bet on that one, but it definitely would have been the Pelicans that I was tipping.
Yeah, I would have. I think I would have taken the OKC line. I think I went to do it, but I actually didn't have enough money in my account. Which was 5.5 plus 5.5. Yeah. So I would have won that.
Would have got it, yeah.
But yeah, OKC won and they will now play LA.
No, they'll play the Timberwolves.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Timberwolves and Pelicans are going home.
Yeah. Zion, dude. Did you see him dunking in warm-ups?
No, I didn't see that, but I saw... Wait, he warmed up today?
I'm pretty sure that... Yeah, I saw some footage. I'm pretty sure it was from today. He did, like, not full game warm-ups, but he was warming up with the team before the game, doing, like, some individual stuff as well. And, yeah, footage of him, like, just throwing down. Doesn't look like the Zion that we know, but still, like, come on, man.
What do you mean doesn't look like the Zion that we know?
Like, doesn't look like he's about to rip the fucking ring off.
Yeah, but do we do that when we're just 1-0?
He does, man. You've seen the shit he does when he's just warming up. He goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't look like that sort of highlight level Zion, but still, like, if you're not going to play, you know this footage is going to get out, just save it for a closed gym, mate.
Yeah, or just at least only do layups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, it being a home game as well, there's so many opportunities for him to practice at any other time.
Yeah.
When there's not going to be cameras there and you know this shit's going to end up all over socials.
And did you see, like, so he said he doesn't feel himself and he'll play when he feels himself.
Yeah.
You know, we went over the CBA last week. They did what they did, 65 games. Mm. There's just got to be something else, I think. But I don't know. I don't know what it could be. But these motherfuckers don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
I saw the last four MVPs that played all 82 games showed up on my feed today. I can't remember all four, but it was Kobe, MJ, Kevin Garnett, and someone else.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just nuts. It might have been Steve Nash.
Yeah, so we're talking about 15
years
at least since that's happened.
Yeah. So, on the other side, we had...
the Hawks beat Miami yesterday.
Hawks beat Miami. Miami looked like doo-doo, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even like the Hawks.
No, the Hawks aren't good.
So, that meant that the loser of that... So, the Hawks are through. Loser of that Miami played the winner of the Bulls versus Toronto today. Bulls down 16... halfway through the third, just go on an epic run and win the game thanks to DeMar DeRozan's daughter.
Yes.
I think the Raptors shot about 35 free throws. Just like three throws. I meant free throws. DeMar's daughter was screaming at the top of her lungs every time they shot a free throw. They shot 52% or something, which is unheard of. It's trash. High school teams don't shoot 52%. And Yeah, I mean, so they left 15 points at the line. They would have won without question if they hit their free throws. So she gets Defensive Player of the Year, in my opinion.
Playing Pat, still undefeated.
Yeah, so the Bulls are going to play Miami. Toronto's going home. And Pelicans are going home. OKC is going to play...
Timberwolves.
Who
have you got in that game?
I think I got to take the Wolves.
Yeah, matchup-wise.
Matchup-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think I got to take... I think I got to take my Bulls against the Heat. I don't like the Bulls, but I really don't like the Heat either. They've got Jimmy who may just like have a playoff Jimmy moment and just do it, and we don't really have that guy, like a guy that turns it up in the playoffs. I don't think.
Oh, I mean, I didn't see the Bulls game today, but it looks like LaVine went all right.
LaVine was efficient with his numbers.
I know what you're saying, though. There's just no one that's, like, proven that they can just turn it on in the playoffs.
Nah.
On the Bulls.
Nah.
But it is still the play-in, and they do have Patrick Beverley, so...
Yeah, that's true. So maybe...
I reckon they're going to get it done, man. He's never lost a play-in game in his life.
So I've got the Bulls, and then like just getting walked all over by the Bucks. Like,
yeah, it's almost Bucks like in, a bit of a waste in time, this Eastern play-in.
Bucks in four, and they only play three quarters in all four of those games.
Yeah.
They just like
I can see the same thing happening with the Boston Atlanta series.
Yeah. Just playing 36 minute games and just calling it and just being like, no one wants to see the rest.
Stop wasting everyone's time.
Yeah. So those are my picks. What are yours?
I'm going to be the contrarian here and go with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jimmy's going to get it done against your Bulls. Sorry to say.
Fair enough. And again, it'd be cakewalk for. You know, maybe Miami can get one against the Bucks.
Yeah, if it was Miami versus Boston, I want to see that series again, just because how close it was last year. But I can't see Miami doing much against the Bucks.
No.
So anyway, still going to go with Miami there, and then in the other game, I want OKC to win, but I've got a feeling that Timberwolves will get it done and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll have Rudy too.
Which, I don't know, is that a good thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I just mean, like, who are the bigs for OKC?
They don't have one.
Yeah.
Jalen Williams, one of them starts.
I can't believe they got two Jalen Williams.
In the same draft.
Yeah.
Nuts.
I would have just out of principle not done that because it's so confusing. But, I'd like to see OKC get it done, I'm thinking Minnesota.
Mm. Yeah, we'll find out in a few days.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I got one more thing that I want to go over in sports. Brother of a friend of mine, also a friend of mine, Braden Bruzzy Maynard, was on a podcast maybe yesterday when people are listening to this podcast last week, and they discussed the origins of his nickname, Bruzzy. And can you just play the clip? Because I just want everyone to hear this.
Poor fella.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
This young gentleman, who's a bloody star Bruzzy. of the comp.
Where do we get Bruzzy by? Actually, back to 2014, maybe even 2013. I think it might have been a year or two before I got drafted. It actually started from my brother and his mates. Huh? They just started saying Bruzzy, and then I sort of jumped on in and sort of, just started getting called Bruzzy by the boys, and then it stuck, and then, here we are.
Well, going back there nicely, because Hampton Rover.
That's it. Now, Braden, if you're listening, I know you are. You could have mentioned my name. You could have mentioned my brother's friend, Clay, from the Welcome to the Potty podcast. He came over to Melbourne one year and he couldn't stop saying Bruzzy. And all the boys started saying Bruzzy. And then I started saying Bruzzy. And then I went to the club and I was saying Bruzzy and everyone started calling me Bruzzy. That's all you had to say is Clayburn McMath of the Welcome to the Potty podcast. That's all you had to say, Brados. And you didn't. And that's a problem. But I'm sure everyone wants to now know where I got Bruzzy, because I didn't make it up. I got it from a fond listener of the show, a friend of mine, Jeremy Moormill.
Big Jazz.
He was going hard with Bruzzy, and he says that he got it from another friend of his, but I don't care. I always tell people I know who made up Bruzzy, and I always tell him his name's Jeremy. And, dude, I think Bruzzy, I do believe Bruzzy is an Adelaide term that went gangbusters because Jeremy brought it to me at the right time and I fucking traveled with it and it went to Collingwood and now it's mainstream.
I mean, that sounds like my recollection of Bruzzy. Like, yeah, Jez.
Yeah.
Pioneer.
Yeah. So shout out to Jez. Jez. I knew I had too much stuff to talk about today. I've got advice emails have come in. I've got a bit I wanted to do. I've got there was something else that I've missed. Oh yeah, I've got two movies I haven't reviewed, but we'll save those for next week. Guys, if you do want to get some advice or tell us a story or something, I recommend using the link in the bio of the Welcome to the Potty Instagram and doing a voice one. You will get prioritized if you leave a voicemail. That will be much more fun than me reading. But, you know, keep sending in the voicemails. I mean, sorry, the emails. But if you do voicemails, you will get prioritized. I can promise you that. And that's it, man. I hope that was a good episode. I can't even remember really. I kind of blacked out in the booth today. I can't. Was it all right?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It definitely wasn't as bad as that one 2 weeks ago where I just, nothing happened.
Nah, this is good.
Okay.
Floats, organic.
All right. Well, you guys know what it is. Welcome to the party on everything. Tell a friend. I love you guys. And as always, bung bung.